This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Philadelphia Eagles have been refining their moves heading into this Sunday's Super Bowl rematch with the Kansas City Chiefs in New Orleans. Both teams are stacked with powerful, skilled players, including confident quarterbacks. But what the Eagles have that no other team in the NFL has is a high-level command of a maneuver known as the tush push.
One of the wrinkles to any game involving the Eagles is the brotherly shove, tush push, quarterback push play, whatever it is.
Now, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles used the tush push 31 times last season.
Second and goal. Are they going to push him in? They're lined up to do that. Yep. In there. Touchdown.
If you have watched the Eagles play in recent years, you have seen it. And through the eyes of our guest this morning, we will dissect it. I bring in Eagles fan Dan Imaizumi, a physics teacher at Harriton High School in Lower Merion, to help me do this. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
The tush push is the pushing of a quarterback, in this case Jalen Hurts to be exact, through or over the other team's defensive line of players. It has a high success rate of moving the ball just a couple of yards when the Eagles need a vital first down possession or to score. Now, to your naked eye, what does this tush push look like?
You've described it perfectly. To me, it looks like two very close, very tightly wound opposing teams of super strong men trying to move the ball just inches, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less.
Well, let's break that down. Bring on some more details of the physics of this.
A great analogy would be if you were pushing a heavy box along the floor. In that case, you'd be exerting a force against the ground with your feet. And so the ground would be pushing against you by Newton's third law. That's the action-reaction law. And so that's why Jalen's legs need to be powerful to succeed with a tush push.
They need to be firmly grounded, as you just described, and then...
Well, the way that the action-reaction law works is you can't move unless something is moving you. So if you were in outer space just with a powerful leg, if it's not pushing against anything, then nothing will be pushing against you to move. And so the ground, even though it has no character, it's got no voice, that is essentially what is pushing you.
Okay. Well, get back to this box analogy.
Yeah. While you're pushing the box, and let's say this time with your hands close to the chest, so you conserve energy by using only your body, your lower back, your legs, without having to worry about a bench press action. This means that you push the box essentially with just your upper body. And not to mention, this technique helps Jalen protect the football if both his arms wrap the ball safely. Meanwhile, as you're pushing on the box, a friend comes along to helpfully push your tush. And by the way, this location is the most efficient if done right. And so this friend is exerting a force on you to add to the force you're already adding to the box because you're effectively connected to the box now. And then if you have a second friend pushing against the other tush, now that's three times better.
Dan, why are the Eagles so good at this?
One reason why the Eagles are so effective with this is that, remember, they just need a little bit of yardage. They just need to be just a little bit stronger than the other team, which from what I know, they are. And that's crucial. Jalen Hurts has at least, if not more, leg power apparently than the average defensive lineman. And back in 2019, you can see him doing a leg squat of 600 pounds when he was with the Sooners.
Oh my gosh, I had never thought about that. I didn't know that Hurts was so strong. Any more physics on this?
Yeah, just a little bit more. You know, they're also really good at staying low to the ground. And this is a great technique because that way the defenders that push against them have a very hard time lifting you up when you're low to the ground. And if they did succeed in lifting you up, that would take away your weight and therefore it would take away your legs' abilities to push against the ground. And so the ground has less push against you. Remember, pushing against the ground is crucial. And you'll see this technique in sumo wrestling, for example, where you try to lift your opponent so they have less of their leg power going into the ground.
I actually get it. I really get it.
Fun fact, just pepper in the fact that at one point in the recent past, they had rugby specialist in Richie Gray as advisor to the team, helping them with these rugby-like plays, helping them refine their technique and timing to help with just short yardage. And just how the Eagles have been working amazingly well together as a team, it's no wonder that they succeed at a 90% rate at the Tush Push.
And there you have it, the physics of the Tush Push. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan Imaizumi teaches physics at Harrington High School in Lower Merion. Now he's an expert on the Tush Push, apparently so. Thanks for these special insights.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
When you're close to score and you're at the goal line, you don't want a pass play, might be an interception, another idea is fine. Yes, you line up behind the center and then you know what you do. You put your hands on the behind, you push the tush, you know that's true. The tush push for the win. Hurts gets another touchdown again. For short yardage or many good times, it's true. Oh, normally